Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Oh, hello. This is Mina Fisher, Town Guard. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
Happy Thanksgiving and anniversary to Ben, his 200th episode.
Oh, Ben, congratulations. Wait, Ben. No, it's not Ben's 200th episode. No way. Didn't he start after episode 100?
No.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's in 2 weeks, Dan. Calm down.
Thanksgiving is literally today. On
Thanksgiving. Today is Thanksgiving.
Oh, math and time.
Thanksgiving is canceled for being too woke.
I'm so full.
Of
I should have lied better, sorry.
So full of gapapa. Gapapa, giblets, pie, other pie, autumn.
This might be the most exciting Thanksgiving for pies because there's the Taco Bell Baja Blast pie now.
I've heard it's pretty cool.
Is it blue?
I watch him too and I like him a lot. I love
it. Let's find out. I did see that one and it was like, nah. I'm definitely not going to buy it. It's probably like $13 for this shitty little pie.
It's 20.
It's $20? That's too much for a decent pie.
Where do you buy pies from? You go to like pie sale. It's like $20.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So but he's not like going to spend $20 on a shitty pie.
Oh, well, you don't have a shitty pie.
He's like Jack. He's not going to spend money on good stuff. He's definitely not going to spend money on bad stuff.
That's valid.
How much is a pie these days?
How many cents? Magic cards is this?
You know how much a new toilet is? $700. You know how much empty peanut butter jars are? Not that.
Okay.
Okay, where are you? Okay, you must be getting a fancy toilet for $700.
No, that's your dad.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny that you picked the toilet because there was a time dad was like, here's a check. Go to the store and buy the toilet you want in this room, but just don't make it more than like $300.
What, did he give you like a lottery ticket that was a $10 winner or something?
He gave me a check.
He gave us a blank check. A
signed check.
Whoa.
$299 toilet,
Japanese
right?
That's honestly a power move.
He did tell us we had to go to this one specific spot in the store to get it, though, and it was like the...
It was weird.
It was a fine toilet.
He clearly knew which toilet he
wanted
to get.
It was good. It was better than one we had that
didn't flush
all the time. Yeah. But like,
and then Tim got to smash it and it flew in his mouth.
It did.
It's still on the Instagram.
Yeah. It did. I could find have the video your toilet in my mouth.
Find the video of Tim smashing a toilet with a sledgehammer and getting a piece in his mouth. Good thing he was wearing protective eyewear.
I smashed Dan's crapper.
It's true.
Yeah, you did.
I hope the Discord runs with that statement.
Oh, yeah.
Counting on you, pony.
Now it's funny because that old house, there's a toilet in our old bedroom.
Jack is into some weird stuff.
Yeah, because they haven't quite sold it yet, but it's sitting there mostly empty. But for some reason, they replaced one of the toilet upstairs toilet, and it's sitting in what was our bedroom.
No, they haven't replaced it yet. That is the new replacement toilet.
Oh, it hasn't gone in there yet.
Yes. That's why your dad, every time he texts to ask us to check on the old house, he says, don't use the upstairs toilet.
Because it's in your bedroom.
Yes.
No, the new one's in the bedroom.
Oh,
old bedroom.
Like, don't use the new.
It's just an empty room.
Don't use any of the upstairs
toilets.
Don't poop
in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Either way.
That's general good, not good statement advice, Tim, is don't poop in the bedroom.
Don't poop in the champagne room either.
No, they get real fucking mad.
don't poop in Derek's downstairs toilet.
He didn't tell me that. I didn't know.
It's still funny.
It is still funny.
Sometimes really... I wonder if it's a shtick and then you get all, you guys all sound like you're, it's a real thing. Did this happen? I don't want
to know. I went to a guy's house. He left. I pooped in his toilet.
Who then he worked with.
Like 4 years.
And then I worked in his house for a long time. We still worked together.
And the basement toilet was in, it's like the office area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm not going to go upstairs into your house and like rummage around and find a toilet to poop in. I'm going to poop in the one that's right here.
Have you ever seen?
This makes logical sense so far. I don't understand where the problem is.
And then I used it and then I left and then
he flushed it.
I flushed it. I went out to a nice dinner in Cooperstown with my wife for her birthday. And then I got a call during that dinner and it was him. And he was like, did you poop in my toilet? And I was like, how do I answer this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I was like, why? And he's like, there's shit everywhere. And apparently there was a problem with the pump and the water won't go up. So it just started making water and then didn't stop. So I guess years of poop that was still kind of in that system just ended up flooding his basement for a little while, left unchecked for a few hours.
So that's, the built up poop is not your fault.
No.
No, not at all.
A little bit.
Just your poop is your fault.
And
he was the one whose poop coaxed the rest out, like a fecal pied piper.
Well, and so that is my argument, actually, in conversations with him now when this still comes up, because he's like, wow, you must have taken a huge shit. And I said, no, actually, I had diarrhea. So
didn't back anything up. He did.
Yeah. So I do think it kind of pied piper did a little bit and just lubed the chassis to get everything else out.
You definitely lubed it up.
I also apparently froze in the video with a very stupid face while talking about
that's so good. Is it Dumb and Dumberer with Bob Saget?
Shit everywhere.
That happens like 3 times.
Yeah.
I always imagine that was Derek when he got home and saw it.
Probably. Oh, there's still like poop on the wires behind his wall and stuff. Like it was not a good time.
That's so gross.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then you worked with him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tim has no picture now.
No, I'm just gone.
Yeah. Completely black now.
Bye, Tim.
He's too ashamed.
There I am.
I can vamp for some more time because I have a hot take about toilet behavior.
Ooh.
About etiquette.
Okay.
I think that in every home, that next to the toilet, there should be a swatch with the color that you want to be like the threshold after which you need to flush.
Mm.
So like...
Like a filter.
It's like, just a little bit of piss. You don't want to have to flush it because, like,
yeah,
you know, bad conservation etiquette. But, like, we all know, like, you go a few too many hours without drinking enough liquids, and that piss might as well be shit.
That's fair.
That's
yeah.
I so weird. Definitely have a story about that.
Of course Tim does.
But before you tell that story,
I'm not going to tell that one on a recording.
I was going to say thank you for anybody that's gone through and listening to our piss and shit story. And Phil has gone over to the Patreon, patreon.com/professionalcasual. And again, as always, I always say, we appreciate everybody that signs up at every tier. But shout out to our biggest subs, Xpaxis, Iron Maze, and Tau as our King Ding Doppeldongers. And Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, and Dravix for being our professional cake sitters. And shout out and hello to Richard Mascarenas, who upgraded up to the awe-inspiring amateur tier.
Nice.
Hey, Mascarenas.
As a quick follow-up to the flooding Derek's basement with poop, we built a cabana and a pool during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he
made this
sure
guy.
There was a bathroom out. Yeah, oh yeah, we went there.
Yeah. I didn't go there. You told me the cabana story or something.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, Sarah. Sarah and you.
And I went there.
That's right.
It's a nice cabana.
It is. And we built a bathroom in there so I could poop outside instead of at his house so we wouldn't have to deal with that again.
Is it literally, he needs a plaque. This is...
Oh, it's... My name's crap. On it. My name is on the toilet.
French crap.
Also, super fun here. We have an update to a review on Apple Podcasts from Dowie Dude, who left this.
All right, part two to my last comment. So I just listened to the episode where you read my comment, and I want to say sorry to Tim for complimenting him.
Oh, thank you.
I know he's probably not used to that, so I'll try to do better. Also, just listen to the part where Lucky unlocks both his anus and his face holes, and that was my favorite part of the entire podcast because Lucky almost dying the first 10 minutes of the entire podcast. So what I'm trying to say is that Lucky, keep rolling miscasts, and Dan, keep being a bad GM. Got also, it. Tim, you're a big, stupid idiot. Just roll better. Oh, did I nice. Do good, Tim?
Yeah. That gives me the warm and fuzzies, buddy. Thank you. I love
that. You big, dumb idiot. Roll better.
I love the term big, dumb idiot so much.
You do say that.
Or stupid idiot. I also
stupid
really enjoy
idiot. It. That's a great one. It's just so satisfying to say.
I think we have a voicemail or a text or something.
What do you got?
King Seasoning sent a video. I think it's of his dog.
I love dogs.
Yes.
Why didn't you share that video with us yet?
I don't look at them until I get here, because if I look at them, then it goes off my red thing and then I forget to play them.
Yeah, I get it.
I guess.
And then I get angry messages.
This is logical.
Mm-hmm. And thanks again to our newest sponsor, Ficus on Rye. For people who want to eat salads but don't want to be little nerds about it. Eating regular salad, so they eat a potted plant between two slices of regular bread. The harder it is to consume, the more masculine you are, and there's no need to buy a Porsche or some other stand-in for your dwindling testosterone. That's Ficus on Rye.
Wow.
Interesting.
Thanks for that.
Lily was telling me a story a couple weeks ago about talking to somebody at school and saying how her neighbor cooked and ate a squirrel. Oh. And I was like, oh yeah, Tim has done that. And she just looked at me and she's like, what?
No, I have not done that.
I didn't say that. I was like, are you talking about Tim? Because of the whole like talking about cooking a squirrel. And she was like, no, our like backyard neighbors eat squirrels. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And like, legit, apparently our backyard neighbors cook and eat squirrels. So.
Do they drown them in the sink? I think that's super inhumane.
I don't know how they do it, but apparently she got a lot of weird looks for talking about this kid who now hangs out at our house.
Well, first she was saying, oh yeah, he caught a squirrel and then killed it. And I was like, that's not a good sign.
Yep.
No. And then he ate it. And I was like, did he cook it? And then I found out later that it's like the family prepared squirrel as like in soup for their dinner kind of thing. Like it got less weird.
Stuff Did gets it? Wild in the suburbs, man.
Why would you cook it? Raw is the only way to get its courage.
Man.
True. Only if you eat its heart, Ben. You have to eat its heart to get that part.
Oh.
I feel as though there's like gristle around the heart that has some traces of courage and that you're not getting your full courage squirrel diet by solely selecting the heart.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the courage renders off if you cook it.
Yeah. He's going to be the next one I have to adopt.
No, stop it.
Yeah. Stop adopting children. You have
to. Things are too expensive to feed four kids.
Well, if he can provide his own squirrels.
I did not see that one a million miles away.
Speaking of a million miles away,
just like Lucky can't see a million miles away, these guys riding on horses soars through the sky with his dark shadow cloak flapping in the wind behind him, and he cackles.
I did that one time.
I may have made that part up, but
I was really hoping you did.
What's your face? Mina and Webby are looking for Green Warden in the woods because she ran away and pulled Bruno and hid. After shooting something one time.
Do not ever compare her to Bruno.
I'm gonna.
How dare you?
I'm
Warden
offended.
Just hot Bruno.
How insulted am I supposed to be, everybody? Someone explain to me how insulted I should be and how much I shouldn't like
it. Not at all.
Jamie's a cutie.
I can't believe you would resurrect that.
I did it just for you.
Quick challenge to everybody out there. Get on Urban Dictionary and submit definitions for what a hot Bruno is.
Don't say me.
No, I'm sure it's going to be heinous.
Wrong answers only.
It rhymed with Hainish.
Just like the definition for gapapa on there is spot on.
Okay, so I do not have any kind of navigation or outdoor survival or track. I have no idea. But we have some kind of inkling of where to go, or we are just like, here, Grain Warden, I have some leaves for you.
That's up to you. Are you calling out for? You have some what?
Leaves.
Oh, I thought you said lips.
I did too.
No, she likes leaves.
You're flying
right?
Far away.
I know. I
was like, why?
Mina, I think I have a way to coax her out of hiding.
Okay.
All right, Mina. We're gonna have to set a signal flare so that she can see where we are. Light a tree on fire.
Okay, Webby, should I light this really old-looking tree on fire?
Oh, yeah, that one's ancient. It probably, the roots go for miles. She'll definitely see us lighting a tree on fire.
Best part, my last note from last game is Green Warden passes out. Not conscious.
She did?
She did.
Oh, no.
I think the
role... Is that a flavor pass?
I think it was a flavor pass because I passed my cool test, and that's how she is... Calm down.
Oh, right.
She passed out in the bushes.
Okay, so yeah, she's not responding.
Well, let it not be said that I'm not a man of my word.
No, we cannot actually light the fire. We'll set the whole...
What do you mean? Of course we can light a fire. No. I have any tools right here.
Before he lights a fire, Green Warden, give me a challenging perception test to represent something here. Oh, wow. So as 5 success levels there.
The first time I passed a perception check.
And while you're debating about setting a very old tree on fire or not, you hear a...
What is that noise? Was that you, Webby?
And then you hear movement in the brush further in.
Okay.
Was that you? Wait, are we hearing that or is she hearing that? I'm confused.
You two heard that.
I'm going to go towards the sound.
Oh, good idea. If we light the horse on fire, it'll see danger and go right back to Green Warden.
And it doesn't take too many steps before you see Green Warden's horse.
Okay.
And the horse sees you, and then it like moves like, okay. To get your attention.
What does it want?
I think it is.
Is it hungry?
I think it is trying to tell us something. Maybe we should follow it.
It's probably saying to start with this tree on fire.
It's pointing to the
Billy has fallen in the well.
And the horse.
All right, let's see what she wants.
To Green Warden.
Someday I hope that my horse loves me this much.
She's just laying in the brush, unconscious.
It's Green Warden.
Oh, well, that's just unprofessional.
And
but Webby, she's bleeding. Asleep.
Not like the bleeding condition, but you can tell she took a nasty wound to the side.
Webby, she's asleep. This is your chance.
Oh, that's true. And you know what? I don't have to ask her to pretend to be asleep. Right, she's great.
She legitimately is.
Right. Because I don't think she's much of an actor.
No.
Because she claims not to like us, but I can tell that it's an obvious lie.
Is it?
Okay.
And she's very serious.
I'm going to commit surgery to this unconscious elf.
Commit surgery.
I will crouch by her. God.
The minute you get close enough to like crouch down by her, she's going to jolt awake, startle awake, probably slap Webby if he's trying to touch her, like slap your hand away and whip out her short sword.
We found you.
Clearly, don't touch me.
Your horse helped us.
Well, this is going to make it a lot harder. Okay, you need to learn how to pretend. Mina, walk her through the process, would you?
You just close your eyes and make like horrific fake snoring sounds.
The faker the better.
Sometimes when I would do it though, I would close my eyes and then I would kind of open one so that I could like kind of watch a little bit. It's fun to see.
She is instead putting her hand to her side, trying to get up without anybody's help, and then proceed to walk away. The sword's still out. She's going for the horse.
Okay.
No.
Do you want help getting on your horse?
No.
Did you drop anything?
No.
Okay.
Mina, you have to convince her that she needs medical attention. She's
She's on one right now. She's got her hackles raised up in the way that elves tend to, I assume.
Honestly, Webby, I think, you know, she is a grown elf, and if she says no, she says no. You know?
That's not how medicine works. Listen, Mina. Everyone who's not a doctor is an imbecile and needs to be told what is good for them. This is why you accept everything that I say without contest.
I mean, I think that is very true of me, but I think Green Warden has lived a very different life. And like, I am incredibly dependent upon you, but Green Warden is not dependent upon anybody. And she has been that way for...
The point. We need to make her dependent on us.
You do realize I am right here.
Yes, yes, I am thankful for you.
We're just... This
you could talk to me spot, like I am right here.
But you don't want to talk to us.
I do not want his little needles in my side.
Okay.
It's not that little.
Then I don't want them in my side even more.
So.
It's just so much easier when I had a dentist to do something.
So, Green Warden, Lucky took off in flight in pursuit of the other gentleman. I think our best tactic is to go back to the town at this point. I think Lucky, yes? Or do you think we should go after the other people?
Listen, he'll turn up or he won't. And that's great. So I think we go back to town and just forget about Lucky forever.
Who were we even chasing? Who did I take this bullet from?
Forever. The boss's name was Lobar. And they were people from Nordland.
Yeah, they're wearing the blue and yellow of Nordland.
Probably just common bandits that saw that the town was weakened by the beast and took the opportunity when its guard was down.
Well, they were talking a lot of nastiness about the Graf, which I take personal offense to. For whatever reason.
I think that was jealousy.
So we chase them for pride.
No, we don't chase anyone. You need to lie down. Or at the very least, scowl while not moving.
I'm going to wave my hand at Webby to tell him to shut up and look at Mina and goes, so I followed you to chase them for pride.
Okay, we can chase them. They are probably Defar. So
I'm not chasing them for pride if that's all we chase them for.
Oh, no, it's not pride. No, like... They said bad things about the Graf. I was chasing them because of what they did to the town, because that is reprehensible. Those are innocent people who do not deserve to be attacked like that. That is why I went after those men. I am, you know, a symbol of the Graf, though, and for them to speak poorly of the Graf is kind of like them speaking poorly of me, in a way.
So pride. Anyway.
Anyway. However, if they didn't set fire to the village, if they just ran through and said, oh, the Graf is a terrible person, whatever. I spit on them. They can go about their way. But they set fire to a village and harmed innocent people. I do not abide that. I'm not okay with that.
Did you at least take one down?
Oh, of course. I shot one right in the back of the head.
Good.
So, I think that we should check on the villagers.
What?
I'm distracted by Tim. He's literally staring at I don't know what.
You're still staring at the can of beans?
No, it's not the beans anymore. It's a bunch of books.
Let's break the tension for everybody.
Just ignore me.
He was holding up his phone a minute ago and he was zoomed in. I was like, why is he taking a picture of a can of beans?
No, not that one. The one, the red one under it. I thought it said potatoes on it because I couldn't really recognize what was on the plate. And then so I zoomed in on my phone and I was like, oh, it's beans.
All right, Mina, in your capacity as Graf champion, would you say that now that you shot their leader, that that they're likely not to rally and mess this town up again? Because we can't chase down everyone who roughs up townsfolk. We'll be out here all day.
Yes, that is completely fair. I do think that they will, they'll be on the lookout a little bit more, you know, knowing that there will potentially be retaliation. And who knows what Lucky Jerry is going to do.
Probably something stupid and bright.
Do you think he glows in the dark?
He just kind
of complimented you. I think he could if he put his mind to it.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I don't think it was a compliment. I think he's talking about the illumination of what I do and not necessarily that it was wise.
It hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he meant like smart.
No.
Like a good move.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I hope it does something to really freak
out. He's like staring at a disco ball that's constantly disappointing its dad.
What?
Joke's on you, idiot. Right. I haven't seen my dad in here.
And I helped.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Green Warden has spent most of this conversation next to her horse, and she's just stroking its nose. And if we've decided not to chase them, she is headed back to the trail.
Let us head back, yes.
Yeah. The body is still on the road?
Yes. Two bodies.
She's going right for the bodies.
Loot that body.
Oh, yeah. She's taking spoils. Anything useful off these people? She's going to strip them clean.
Yeah, actually, quite a bit of stuff here. As well as... Oh, your arrow broke that you shot the guy with.
Damn it.
Trappings. That's what I'm doing. An equivalent of 2 silver shillings and 10 pennies on one of them, as well as a hand weapon. You just got a sword that's still sheathed and a pistol that's also still sheathed, mail coat, and powder and bullet for 10 shots, as well as a horse with saddle and tack.
Oh, nice. There's no ceremony about this. She's like kicking the body over with her foot. She is like taking her sword to him. There might be a few stabs in there that are absolutely unnecessary.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Does Mina loot the other one or let Warden do both?
I'm going to let her have at it. She earned it.
The other guy has 6 silver and 9 pennies. And then the same other stuff.
She'll take the swords to see if they're worth anything, but she's leaving the guns and the bullets. She doesn't touch any of it. If anything, she actually kicks one of the guns farther away.
I'll take the pistols.
Okay, so Mina has 4 pistols. Yes. And it was 20 powder and shot.
The horse.
That's ridiculous.
The horse, she will actively unsaddle, debridle, and set free.
That tracks. Mm. We'll say the one that the guy that got shot in the head, his horse bolted.
Green one, do horses prefer to be free as opposed to domesticated?
All creatures prefer their own independence.
What about their hooves?
They've survived eons without your metal nailed into their feet.
Well, no, but like, what if their hooves get too long and they can't get trimmed?
I don't think she's advocating for domestication currently. I think she's genuinely curious about how horses work.
Yeah. No, honestly, like in nature, how does that, if no one is there to clip their hooves, how in nature are they able to keep their hooves trimmed?
She's asking if there are horse barbers. That's what's currently happening.
Or like, is it just through like running that they are able to do it?
Natural wear and tear would be enough.
Okay, kind of like a beaver when they chew on wood.
And correct.
It, like wears down its teeth. Okay. That's interesting. I want to have my own horse someday. I need to know these things. I want my horse to love it as much as her horse loves her, so I need to know about my horse.
Okay.
I'm almost certain that you could requisition a horse from the Graf.
I know, but I don't want to like requisition that. I want it to love me. Like, I want it to want to be mine. But like, I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know.
How long do you fly after these guys, Lucky?
Well, Mina told me to go after them, so when they catch up, I don't want to be, like, found slacking.
Uh-oh.
So, I think we talked a little bit about last time how your amulet of flying doesn't mean you fly super fast. You fly, like, as fast as you could run, essentially.
60 feet around.
Right. So, it's not like you're not, like, streaking through the air like Superman or something, is all I'm saying. So, like, I think you did a test last time for Lucky to realize, like, you're not going to catch up to these guys on horseback.
Not until they stop.
That's true. So, like, that's why I'm asking, how long do you just keep going? Like,
oh, yeah, they're going to stop to sleep. They just had a whole town on fire. Probably sleepy boys. One of them got shot.
That's true. Or at least shot at, I forget. I know, because one of them was broken. Oh, he did get hit. Oh, that was the leader. That's right. You shot him and he got broken.
Yeah, I did.
Kablam. He tried to shoot you with his...
legitimately, like, probably a couple hours.
Okay.
Well, that thing is reasonable. It's dark outside. They're probably definitely stopping for camp somewhere.
I mean, don't the horses outpace you? Won't you lose them pretty quick?
Yeah, I've already lost them. But, like, there's just that one road.
So you're just having fun in the woods now?
Well, on the road in the woods. Road woods. Wood roads. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, so they left. This was like midday. Because you guys went and scouted around a bit on, you know, a few miles from town and then came back when this was happening. So you... It's a long way to any other town you would know, Lucky.
Yeah, so they're not riding all night. I definitely looked at that map.
That's true. So if you continue, like, if you continue for a few hours, I would say you... It takes you 4 hours of flying until you catch up with them, because at this point they've stopped, like, galloping.
Okay.
They're at a trot right now. There are three of them.
Hmm?
But they clearly don't know that you're following them, because you're up in the sky. They're not going to be looking there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just going to roll up on them a little bit. Like, not on them, but, like, way above them. And start channeling for a while, and then cover them with bugs and rats.
That's cover incredible. Them
bugs okay.
and rats.
Yeah.
All right, how are you doing that?
By casting that spell, bugs and rats, or a swarm. That one I cast in Wittgenstein that I forgot that I had.
Yeah, like, you can pick different things for that, because you did a swarm of birds before,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the spell. With
birds.
Yeah. So we'll do a bunch of, I don't
essentially
know.
Just rats with feathers.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
So what's the...
I don't know. I never wrote it down. It's a long entry.
Well, we got to roll for it, because you might miscast.
Oh, that's true.
You know, do what that we do to ask you to do. Miscast more.
Yeah. I got my duck with me, so I got all sorts of pluses. Yeah, that's like 6 success levels to start. I don't know what the actual TN of this is. You want to look up that spell?
I'm trying.
You got like real southern right there.
Oh, yeah, I am? Yeah, that's always been there a little bit. A little twang.
Oh, witchcraft. Here we go. No. Is it a witchcraft spell?
It's from the...
Blood and Bramble?
Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't remember. That was years ago, man.
It was a long time ago.
That it's an actual witch spell, I know that. So I gotta like pop an eyeball or something about it, but might be from the actual witch checks instead of all the general spells that I normally use.
Bone Snapper. Why don't you have Bone Snapper?
Oh, it's not as good as you think.
Oh.
You sure? Because it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Nameless Summons? No, that's
like, no, that's demons and stuff.
Like demon.
I think it might be in the regular witch section. I'm sorry, I should have looked this up ahead of time, but I thought I had a book near me. Oh, I do.
You're distracted by beans.
And books.
Beans and books and beans and books and beans. And...
Just seeing if it has a weird name that's not just like Swarm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Witchcraft. There's Blight. Creeping Menace. That's it.
That's it.
There it is. Okay. CN 6.
Oh. Ah, shoot. I could have just cast it. Oh, but I need to do it on more targets. So we will go to try to... How many do I need for 3 targets? 5. So we'll keep channel.
One more channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more channel before the cast.
What do you have?
6.
Reagent.
Oh, yeah. So, I think I got them tiny little bugs. Oh, no. Yeah, we got on them all eyeballs.
Okay.
From that town we were just at.
Yeah.
So they're the freshest. And yeah, we'll use them.
Okay.
A green one. And then a blue one.
Okay. All right. So how many success level?
5 on the second one.
And what are you sitting at?
11.
11, okay.
And we'll just go for a cast.
Yeah, so you just have to not...
I just have to not fail this. Fortune point.
What'd you roll?
9 to 3.
I'm pretty sure you're out of fortune points.
No, we just got them all back.
I got 1. Then.
You got your 1 back.
Got my 1.
What character sheet should I actually be using?
Not this again.
That one.
But just, you need to just finish transferring it over.
Yeah, could. There we go, 35.
Oh, man. I was hoping you'd have to Dark Whisper.
So yeah, we'll extend the duration and make it on all three of them. Oh, screw it. Put it on their horses too.
All right, so...
Wait, no, never mind. That, to go from two to three targets, I need 21 success levels.
What?
Wait, don't you often hit three things?
So to go plus three targets.
Oh, okay, plus two. I got what you're saying. So you summon a swarm of creeping, slithering creatures to harass your foes. Each target affected is immediately engaged by a swarm of giant rats, giant spiders, or snakes. I let you do birds before.
Yeah.
For your action, you may make a challenging charm animal test to direct one or more swarms to attack a different target. When the spell ends, any remaining swarms disappear into the shadows. So it's a willpower bonus yards, where you're literally just gonna like summon it as far as you could and just let it drop on them.
Hell yeah, sure.
Like ahead of them, obviously.
Yeah,
literally raining.
Raining rats.
Bugs. Duration is willpower bonus yards. Can you... rounds. Can you double either those things or just the...
Yeah. Yeah, so I doubled it too.
All right, you have a million success levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're riding along.
Actually, I can probably triple it. I would need eight more for that. I needed six to cast it, plus five for other targets. So that's 11 of them. And then that last roll was a 35. My skill is a 70. So that's four plus two etheric attunements. So I can't quite triple it, but I can double it.
The duration?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you summoning?
Rats.
So they're riding along. This is so weird. And you catch up to them enough that you can summon this group of rats a little ahead of them.
Hmm?
So as it drops, they like ride into this rain of rats.
Yeah, like car wash rats.
Exactly. And you just hear them screaming like, oh my God, why is it raining rats? Ah! They're freaking out.
And then hopefully that slows them down so then I can start channeling and steal all their life.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the horses definitely stop. Like, the horses are panicking as well.
Because they'll stay there. I don't got to do anything extra unless I want them to attack other stuff. So that'll just happen for the duration on them.
Okay.
Oh, that's so gross.
Which is a while.
Yeah. What's the regular duration?
Willpower bonus rounds.
Okay. So
five rounds.
Well, I doubled it, so 10.
Oh, that's what you doubled, right? So a minute.
Yeah.
That's kind of a long time to just be covered in rats.
Yeah.
Talk about terror.
And then I think they fight them like they're swarms or whatever, because they do damage if they're in their area and all that other stuff.
That's Pathfinder rules, but I get what you're saying.
Fair.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you made that up for this.
Oh, I definitely remember reading it. So it was just a different book.
Yep. Good job remembering rules, but not this game.
Hey, thanks.
All right, so let me just, I'm double checking if this guy might have the heal skill. He does not. So he's already got some damage on him. So you're going to try to cast Steal Life?
Yeah, I'll channel it first.
Oh, wait, so you can make this attack somebody too if you want.
Yeah.
Or is that as your action? For your action, so you have to either direct them or... Or channel.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll just... be all invisible up in the air, making the rats eaten.
Making the rats eaten.
Because the one's already hurt.
Yeah. Oh, passed his cool test, though. They're not, he's not totally panicking. But a swarm, we can find the stats for that. I'm not going to bother looking up all those stats. I thought giant rats were in that book, and I can't find them.
Well, and like, just as far as like gameplay time-wise, that was just my hope to slow him down so I could then kill him. So I didn't think I could, or I thought I could cast while that was happening.
I mean, the swarm will still be all over them for that minute.
Okay.
I'm fine with them.
Okay.
Because the swarm's still magical. Like,
yeah.
It might not, I'm not going to direct attacks at them right now and do all that rolling because I think that wouldn't be super fun, but like, I'll represent with them. But if you want to
cast the spell. Yeah, I don't want to super slow stuff down. Screw it. I'll steal their life or whatever.
Did you make it?
Yeah, I rolled a crit, so I wish I already said I was channeling. But
that means you got enough success levels.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know how channeling crits work, but I assume it's not going to make the actual cast a crit. So then we'll cast it because with that first one, that's for
critical casting. Oh, that's critical casting. What's critical channeling? Critical channeling. If a spellcaster succeeds on a channeling test or rolls double, they may immediately add success levels, bonus success levels to the extended channeling test equal to their willpower bonus. However, unless they have etheric attunement, it's a miscast. What you do? So however many success levels you got plus your willpower bonus.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 11.
Okay.
And then we'll just cast it.
So you could very well do steal life on all three of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Probably. Likely.
Already can. And there's another crit. That's 11.
Yo.
So,
Okay. So you're doing a crit on each one?
Yeah.
Stealing their life like they're a bunch of freaking Capri Suns.
Yeah. I'm not respecting the pouch right now.
Became a cryptid? Just marauding through the woods in the sky, stealing the life from horses.
Oh my god.
If you're driving through the woods and a bunch of rats drop on you, watch out, I guess.
Watch out.
Your soul's about to get sucked out and you'll turn into a raisin human.
And that was like, that was an 11 too, so that's another 8 success levels.
So 19 success
levels. I'm so close to being able to target 4 people.
Here's the good news. There's only 3 of them.
Yeah, so we'll hit all 3. That's 5 of those. The spell is 7, so that's 12. So I have 7 left. And we'll increase it by 4 damage. So
that's 15 damage.
It's 5 plus 6.
7. I'm really sorry.
Plus 4. Yeah, 15. And it's all crits.
All right. Roll me one more to see what the location is for the crit. As usual, we'll do it for all of them just because I think it's funny that you...
21? Like, do it for all of them? Like, roll for all of them?
No, just one roll is fine. Oh, yeah, so okay. You hit them all in the left arm. And then...
They call that the stranger.
Clean break. You break all their arms.
Hell yeah.
Which would be an additional 3 damage on top of the 15 you did that ignores armor.
Mm-hmm. 18. Get the marrow out.
I mean, that guy's definitely dead. And they would soak 3.
Okay. So
they take 15.
Okay.
They have 13 wounds.
Yes.
So you suck the life out of all 3 of them while floating up in the air above them with your shadow cloak moving about like Spawn after you just dropped dozens of rats on them.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
No one's ever going to believe me, specifically Webby.
No.
Nope.
Why would Literally he? That's never. Ridiculous.
No, he definitely ran away like a coward when he got too close. He was like, eep, they have swords. I forgot that they had swords and then ran.
That sounds like Webby. Not lucky. Jerry.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. So after you steal all of their life,
huh?
What do you do?
Well, I got to cut their heads off and bring them back for proof.
Cut them off with what?
My knife.
A dagger?
Yeah.
Have fun sawing at that for a while.
It's just, there's no bones in the head, I don't think.
have fun with the vertebrae. Vertebra.
Yeah, stomp on a little bit or whatever.
All right, we're going to crush the skull.
Well, no, not stomp on the skull. Like, you put the knife on the neck and then you'd step on a whole bunch of things. I haven't done this before.
You don't say.
Never would have guessed.
You take some time, you can... eventually remove their heads if you think Lucky would continue through that gruesome task 3 times.
Would he get smart enough to take one of their swords and at least like try and saw it with a sword?
Yeah, I think getting through.
Oh, yeah, they have swords. I forgot.
I'll make an intelligence check. Let's see if I figure that bad boy out.
Lucky's just so used to relying on himself, you know.
-3.
So, yeah, you just use a dagger.
Yeah, so after the first one, yeah, maybe we just take hands or something after that. I mean, I flew after these guys for 4 hours. Pretty sleepy.
Fair. That's a long time in the air.
Yeah, so we'll go through their pockets, maybe take a shirt. Yeah, let's take some of their clothes and boots.
Okay.
And then probably take a nap in the woods for a little bit.
Each one also has a sword and a pistol, but the leader has the repeater pistol and some money.
Oh, Mina would really like that repeater pistol, probably. So, yeah, we'll take a gun.
The repeater?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you take the money?
Yeah.
All right. The leader has 2 gold, 5 silver.
Nice.
He's the leader. He's got more monies. And then, that's so weird. This guy, the money's listed in the opposite order. This guy only had 9 pennies. And then this last guy has a gold and 3 pennies. Oh, because whatever they have. Oh, because if they just have pennies, it was at the top because it was the only thing that had money, that had value to it. That makes sense.
Yeah. So just kind of take a smattering of stuff and gun and that head. It's and
dark now.
Some hands. And then we'll...
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Well, does dead stuff attract things at night? Let's make another intelligence check.
Make it average, please.
Every serial killer starts out this way.
Okay, so you're positive you want to make it average? Because I'd fail it if you don't.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so...
I think Lucky wouldn't understand this.
So, yeah, I guess we won't sleep right by him, but... I don't really want to fight. What do you think I should do, Dan?
So 4 hours later, in Gladbike, Lucky Jerry has not returned to the town.
It was only a matter of time. We got to find a new one.
Obviously, if you feel like you would do something before 4 hours passed.
I would wait like an hour and I would go out.
Webby Greenwarden?
Greenwarden's not going anywhere.
No, you stay. Please stay.
Webby?
I don't want to help him. Mina, do you need my assistance?
If you think you are better suited here, that's fine. He might be
injured. I'm gonna stay here.
Sounds like Tina.
I'm not feeling it tonight.
Okay. If he's hurt, I will bring him back as quickly as I can.
I just leave him there. I mean, you think he's gonna be hurt?
He might be. I
probably just dead. Probably just dead by now, honestly.
You saw how badly those guys roughed me and Greenwarden up.
Exactly.
So
honestly, he's probably like 20 minutes outside city limits at most.
Maybe.
Cowering under a stump or something.
We can hope. I will see you soon.
Fine. All right.
All right, Mina, yeah. Give me a challenging ride test to see how well you can push this horse, because I'm assuming Mina will be riding fast.
Oh, yeah.
She's worried about Lucky.
I sure am. I'm going to use a fortune point.
Nice.
Because that was a 96.
Bad.
Well, I rolled better.
95? 94.
Wow. I'm not doing it. I rolled a 94.
Okay, so you've been traveling a lot today. You got in that fight. Maybe I'm going to have you give yourself a fatigue condition.
Okay.
For riding hard here. Maybe you forgot to eat dinner.
Probably.
As you're out on the road. And because you only waited an hour, Lucky, that would have taken a while to like loot these bodies.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you give me a challenging perception test. This will kind of help represent what might happen.
Challenging perception.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it. I forgot my perception is a 67 now.
Oh my God, it's so good. Nice. So high. So as you're collecting up the last of the stuff, you hear a brr, 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 brr on the road behind, like, towards the way you came.
I will fly right back up into the air.
All right. And then, Mina, you come upon these bodies that don't look injured, but definitely dead.
Aren't they missing heads?
Oh, the one guy's missing a head.
And hands.
And a
head. Oh, never mind. Yeah, I forgot you dismembered
mutilated them.
Oh, my God.
Okay. They really smell like rats.
Yeah, right. And very clearly, none of them are Lucky.
Are there any rats remaining?
No, they all disappeared.
Okay. Ago. Okay. So I'm going to, like, walk my horse around the bodies. I'll, like, dismount. I'll take my sword out and I'll, like, poke them. Can I, like, identify these gentlemen?
Yeah, you would definitely recognize the leader. He had, like, armor and whatnot. But, Lucky, you fly up and you can see that it's Mina.
Oh, nice.
It's dark now, but you recognize her.
I'm going to drop a bunch of rats on her.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to, like,
Lucky, you gotta train to skill up. He's just power leveling.
Right?
You get it?
No.
I feel like,
yeah, I'm up here.
I'm going to look up in the trees.
I'm gonna try to like float down behind her.
I'd say give me a stealth test, but no, it's dark out and you're wearing that stealthy cloak. There's no way.
Yeah.
I can't see you.
Then I'll do murmured whispers above her again. I'll be like, ah, let me see if I miscast first. No, I'm golden. Don't. Above her, be like, I'm right here. You can't see me. And then I'll tap her on the shoulder.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Did you get taller? Where are you?
I've always been tall. No, I'm right here.
just turn around, Mina.
I tap you on the shoulder again. Hi. No, I am behind you.
It just keeps turning in her seat.
Oh, yeah. I pulled the cloak off my head. Maybe that'll help. Oh, hey.
Did I finally look up?
He I'm said not... he landed behind you.
Oh, you landed behind me? I thought you were still in the air.
You legit thought.
I thought he was still in the air.
I love that Danny was the one confused. That was Mina.
I mean, it's fitting.
That was good.
Oh, my God. Lucky there you are.
Yeah, those guys were actually really fast.
I bet they were. They had the horses.
Yeah. I don't know how fast horses fly compared to how fast I fly.
Horses don't fly.
Well, they were moving pretty fast.
I wonder if you can get your horses to fly.
But I dropped a bunch of rats on them, and then I killed them. And then I caught off that guy's head, but it took a long time. Do you know there's bones in your head?
Yes.
It's
like the neck is hard to... That's why
I thought it was all soft stuff. That's why people are always trying to cut it or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's why I just do the seeds that shish kebab, because it's too hard to just cut their head off.
Yeah, it very. So I stopped at the first one. I just took their hands after that.
Yeah.
But, and I got this for you. It's it looked different than the other guy.
Oh, it's the bad guy's thing. And it goes like...
Yeah, it like has a bunch of extra holes on it, so I don't know if you put bugs in there or whatever, but...
Oh, Lucky, this is better than the cake you gave me.
I forgot about that cake, yeah.
Oh, Lucky, thank you. How can I ever repay you for this?
Oh, you do it all the time. You, like, kill stuff for us and, like, protect us from stuff. And compared to everyone else in the party, it's really mean to me literally all the time with most words they say. You're actually pretty nice. So yeah, I'm just happy that you're excited about it, really.
Oh, Lucky, thank you so much. I cannot wait to use this thing.
You're welcome. So it's like 4 hours back, right?
No, because we can ride on horses, which are faster.
Oh.
Yeah.
It still took you like 3 hours to get here. Like, yeah. And it's dark. Like, it's nighttime now.
Yeah.
Like, how late? Dark time? Night? Day?
Like, equivalent to right now. Like,
I thought it was like 4 in the morning or something.
No, like it's getting dark earlier. You're farther north, so yeah. Like, it's not like middle of the night, but it's.
But we'll get
like,
back before like midnight. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You ride hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can take one of these dudes' horses.
Oh yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
You could take all the horses. And sell them.
I did cover them with rats too, but they're probably fine.
They're not injured.
It's Lucky's way of marking his territory.
Yeah. Rats.
Yeah, let's bring all the horses back. Do you think we'll get 15 gold each if we return to that one guy? And what if we came back with twice as many horses as he gave us? That will be the last thing he was expecting.
That's right. He will be like, I did not expect you to come back with more than what I gave you.
That's right. And we'll come back with their heads and hands and their cool gun and all their horses. And now, after putting out the fires right there and helping them with their chupacabra thing, what are called griffins. Then they'll be like, wow, wizards, probably all right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Probably.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true.
All right, while you're chatting and looking at this cool gun, why don't you both give me a challenging navigation test?
There's only two ways on the road, right? We can't mess this up. Ooh, 16.
Ooh.
That's my age. Oh my God.
Mina?
-1. No.
All right, so... As you're like standing here looking around, you realize not too much further ahead in the moonlight, the moon's light, you can see there's a intersection like a couple hundred yards ahead, which would be the main road that you took to Unterfraus. So looking at the map I have on Foundry here, you would remember this intersection.
Crossroad.
And you know that there's a town in Immelsheed, a few miles to the south along this main road.
Oh, so that's probably closer than Gladbike?
Yeah, a few, like, probably a two-hour gentle ride.
As opposed to a three-hour hard ride.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that might be worth going there and then heading back to Gladbike in the daytime. And probably much safer.
Do we know anything about that place, though?
I think
that's not where like these guys were headed back to, and we're going to find ourselves in a whole bunch of trouble for carrying around his head or anything, right?
You don't know that, but I'm pretty sure you stayed here on the way to Unterfraus. This was like after the first day travel.
Oh, that's going to probably worry the others, isn't it?
Webby will not be worried at all.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, I'm good either way, honestly. If you want to go back the day, riding hard or riding south or whatever.
Or riding dirty.
Yeah. They're always trying to catch me riding dirty.
I think I would rather travel in the daytime.
Oh, fair.
You know, it's probably safer. And yeah, I'm quite tired from the day's events.
Oh, yeah. You got shot a whole bunch, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fair.
My horse is tired, too.
All right. Yeah, we'll go to Amonshad.
All right, give me one more challenging navigation test.
This is where it all falls apart.
It's past it.
Sounds like it doesn't.
Because with her negative one and my 16, I don't know, we're still only positive one success level.
What? Did you remember you're fatigued?
That makes me a negative one. Never mind.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Oh, my navigation's good.
Because it's based off of initiative.
Oh, yeah. Right about that. I thought it was a negative three, but
didn't you just look at it a minute ago for the first navigation test?
No, I rolled a 16. I didn't bother.
Okay, that's actually
because when I was
fair.
Doing that math, 16. I was like, oh, even with that good roll, it was only a plus one because I thought mine was in the 30s. Now it's in the 50s. I'm solid.
I mean, that's fair that you didn't even bother looking. Okay, so as you are riding south towards Imelshid, you realize it's a much quicker route here. The road is very straight, as opposed to taking that like side back road along the river. You're moving much quicker here without exerting yourself too much. And just as you see the walls of the town, you start hearing some noises in the woods behind you that you would recognize, like braying.
That's not good.
But because you passed the test, you make it into the walls of the town before anything catches up with you.
Oh, wow.
If you had failed, we would have had a chase on our hands and some beastmen coming out of the woods after.
Oh, braying. I was thinking horses.
That would be beastmen, neighing.
Yeah. Well, like.
I was also thinking horses.
Yeah.
Braying would be a donkey at minimum.
Okay, so donkeys.
Often they talk about the braying.
A horse at minimum.
Yeah.
Of beastmen. You would recognize the sound as beastmen.
Oh.
But you are able to get into the town before anything catches up with you.
And we don't got to find out if they're horses or not?
Nope.
Sweet.
I was saying, if you had failed that, if you both had failed that navigation test, they would have caught up with you before then. You had to make tests to outrun them or fight them.
Ah.
Which in Mina's state, she probably would have had a worse time about
it. Tough.
Yeah.
But not only we split the party, but we split the party by like almost a full day of travel. This is pretty great. We'll have to find out what happens next time in 291. I don't know if we're ever going back to Mindenheim at this rate.
Why bother?
I'm not helping.
We get to Marienburg eventually.
Remember when we wanted to go to Nuln?
Yeah, I did not want to do that.
That was fun.